Today's podcast is brought to you by the Eden Pure Gen 40 heater. The Gen 40 heaters are back in stock. With skyrocketing heating bills, they sold out and will go fast again. If you missed the last special, order fast and now at EdenPureDeals.com. For this week or until they run out, you can get the stylish and strong Eden Pure Gen 40 heater with code Howie50. Naturally, swamp creatures are nocturnal. Maybe that's why all the ballots needed to win an election for Democrats always seem to show up at 2 or 3 in the morning. And maybe that's why the final copy of the $1.7 trillion so-called omnibus bill was released at 1:30 a.m. The swamp document is 4,155 pages long. I may be a fast reader, but I've never read 4,000 pages plus in the span of 48 hours. Luckily, we have some members of Congress who can see right through this BS, like, for instance, Senator Rand Paul.
I brought with me the Omni, 4,155 pages. When was it produced? In the dead of the night, 1:30 in the morning when it was released. Now, people argue that it's conservatives' fault. It's you don't have the Christmas spirit. Somehow you're holding up government. Well, whose job is it to produce this? The people in charge of spending, the people in charge of both of the parties. When did they know that this would be necessary? Well, it's in the law, September 30th. You got 9 months, almost 10 months, to produce a plan, to have a spending plan. They weren't ready on September 30th, so they voted themselves 90 more days. They weren't ready last week either, so they voted themselves another week. And now we have it at 1:30 in the morning this morning.
The bill itself is pretty fishy. It funds medical bills for salmon, monuments for dogs, and highways for bees. And here's a real stinger, get it? Your and my tax dollars will construct a hiking trail in Georgia named for none other than Muchel Obama. Beware the swamp creatures. Listen to The Howie Carr Show today at 3 or watch the show live at rumble.com/The Howie Carr Show.